This is No Cover, No Minimum Radio. I'm Steve Zwemke. This week's program comes from the 18th Annual Guitar Masters Concert on February 28, 2015 at the Journey Museum in Rapid City. Guitar Masters 2015 are Bruce Newbert, Steve Gardner, Jeff Severson, and Jake Anderson. Bruce Newbert wanted to be a drummer, but he wound up with a guitar in his early teens. The self-taught player got into his first band, Ulysses, before he was 16. Active in the Black Hills music scene since the early 70s, there's a good chance you've seen Newbert play in bands like Lonely Mountain, Bold Lightning, Wild Cherry, RPM, The Touch, Radio Flyer, Four Sticks, Riff Raff, The Virgin Alley Cats, and Thieving Magpies. In 2014, Newbert received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the South Dakota Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for his outstanding rock guitar work, though he journeys into some other genres in tonight's show. Newbert currently plays in Pumpin' Ethel. Steve Gardner grew up in Sioux Falls and now hails from Custer. He started playing guitar at the age of 10 and had his own band by the time he was 13. Gardner studied classical guitar and music theory at Sioux Falls College. He played in several popular Sioux Falls bands over the years before moving to the Black Hills in 2002. Gardner's talents include flat picking and fingerstyle, and he enjoys playing blues, country, jazz, rock, folk, and classical guitar. He continues to perform as a solo artist or in acts like Slate Creek. Jeff Severson grew up in Madison. He now lives in Maryland and performs along the East Coast. On his first day at Madison High School, he saw a surf band play. Severson decided that the guitar looked like a lot more fun than his paper route. He performed with the Trees in high school, a Birds tribute band, and later with the Sioux Falls group Rushmore. Severson joined the Young Raiders out of Lawrence, Kansas in 1969 and spent a year on the road. Years later, he moved to Washington, D.C. and put together 4 out of 5 Doctors. The power pop band released 2 albums in the early 80s and toured extensively. Severson is a fingerstyle virtuoso. He has been inducted into the Kansas Music Hall of Fame, and in April 2015, he was inducted into the South Dakota Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for his work with Zero Ted during his time at the University of South Dakota. Jake Anderson, the young gun of this year's Guitar Masters, has been playing for over 10 years. He knew he wanted to become a guitar player from the first time he saw Randy Rhoads play. Anderson's growth as a player was paralleled by his appreciation for acts like Kiss, Slipknot, Ozzy Osbourne, Joe Satriani, Sean Lane, and The Police. Anderson has widened his appreciation for the guitar by studying the relationship between lead guitarists and their rhythm sections. He tries to make his music sound different by using abstract techniques and note placements. Anderson's future plans include attending the Roberto Venna School of Lute Theory in Phoenix to learn how to build guitars. Now, Guitar Masters 2015 on No Cover, No Minimum Radio.
I've been playing electric guitar in bands since I was a teenager, so I don't play a lot of acoustic guitar, but when I do, it's usually in an open tuning. I was noodling around one day in a C tuning, and this happened. It's a song called Carousel.
Well, the styles here are different, so I'm going to do something along the jazz vein, and I think you'll notice every person has their own unique deal they're going to do. But first of all, I'd like to hear a big shout out from the Custer contingency. Who would have guessed? A 90-mile round trip, that's pretty good here in the dead of winter. To heck with global warming. Oh, no, that's right, it's climate change. I'm looking for climate change. I'm looking for spring. I'm going to start out with an old jazz standard called The Shadow of Your Smile. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. My name's Jim, and this is my good brother.
That was from the song I recorded on my first CD many years ago. It's called Wirehand. And since then, I've recorded 10 CDs, so better call your babysitter. We're going to be here a long time.
I wrote that song. Okay.
I'm still working on a title, though. So far, I got Here Comes the Keystone Pipeline. I'll get back to you.
This is a song called Embryonic Journey by Jorma Kekkonen. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so this next song that I'm going to play is a Buckethead song. It's very melodic, and I think it sounds beautiful, especially with the delay pedal. Thank you.
You're listening to the 18th Annual Guitar Masters on No Cover, No Minimum Radio from SDPB.
Well, as was mentioned earlier, I grew up in Madison. You can tell I'm from South Dakota because I've got to be pointing at it while I'm talking about it. So you all know where I'm talking about, Madison. But for some reason I started playing trumpet instead of guitar, and I wasn't a very good guitar player because I had braces at the time on my teeth, not my legs. And every time I'd play, my lip would split. So it takes 6 weeks to heal, and I go try it again. Go like that, and my lip would split. And on top of it, my brother and I wanted to become basketball stars. So we'd end up playing basketball, but I had like bad reflexes. I'd throw the ball up there, and before I could stop it, it'd come back down and hit me in the face, and then start the bleeding process all over again. So. But back there in Madison, they had a marching band, and it was a pride and joy of the little town because we used to travel around and win all kinds of trophies because we were so good at marching, because we practiced all the time. And in fact, during the summer, we'd practice in the streets starting at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and that's why we were so good. And then once a year, we'd come out to the Black Hills, and I went along on one of the trips, only somebody forgot their trumpet at home. And the band director, whose name was Ireland, thought he'd punish me, so he made me march on the sidewalk when the band was marching on the street without my trumpet. And people would say, what are you doing? So, well, I left my trumpet at home. And they'd say, yeah, I guess that makes sense. Well, it didn't to me, so I went back and started playing guitar. And then 30 or 40 years later, I wrote this song called Ireland's Band. Then too, so this is just a part of the show. Thank you.
Like I said at the beginning of the night, I don't play acoustic guitar much. In fact, before this show, I didn't own an acoustic guitar with a pickup on it, so I figured I better go shopping for one. I thought, well, it's going to have a pickup. But the other stipulations I had was it's got to have a horseshoe on the headstock, and it's got to be bright orange. And I do still like to play in open tunings a lot, and this one is called Red Highway.
They made fun of me in the Army because I was enlisted. But the good thing I got out of it is I got to go to college on the GI Bill. So I went to Sioux Falls College, now it's called Sioux Falls University, and I studied classical guitar and music theory. I was smart enough to do that because the other stuff I got into didn't amount to too much, but after all these years I'm still playing guitar. So. Anyway, this is a classical piece, a Venezuelan thing called Vals Criollo by Antonio Loro. Thank you. Thank
you. Back in 1971, I was 8 years old, and I joined a band in Vermillion called the Zero Ted Band. And we're getting together in April of this year around Sioux Falls to play a few songs for some big party that's going on there. And this will be amusing because some of us haven't played in quite a few years. In fact, some of the songs we played were rather difficult. They were prog rock, progressive rock stuff. So it's going to be a challenge, so I'll let you know how it goes. And here's one of them. I may sit down to play this. It's called Roundabout. Thank you very much.
And one of my earliest musical influences was Henry Mancini. I was listening to him when I was probably 3 or 4 years old and have up to this day. And I was fortunate to get to meet him when he performed with the Black Hills Symphony over at the Civic Center. And got to spend just a few minutes with him, and I told him about some of my favorite of his songs, like Nightside from Atari, Sounds of Atari, which is a dramatic piece, Dreams Villa, which probably has the greatest saxophone solo ever, and Experiment in Terror. I could go on, but he was very gracious, and that during the performance, he did a solo piano piece, and it was this song, Days of Wine and Roses.
Thank you.
old song by Myron Florin.
Stand up.
Jeff Severson closes out tonight's No Cover, No Minimum Radio featuring Guitar Masters 2015, recorded February 28th at the Journey Museum in Rapid City. Guitar Masters 2015 are Bruce Newbert, Steve Gardner, Jake Anderson, and Jeff Severson. Learn more about each artist by checking out their individual Facebook pages. The 18th Annual Guitar Masters was presented by Backroom Productions. Special thanks to Barb Evenson. Thanks also to the Journey Museum. For more information, visit journeymuseum.org. This concert was recorded by Fire Station 7 Studio of Rapid City. You can listen to this concert again or any of our past episodes by going to sdpb.org. I'm Steve Zwemke. Be sure to join us again next week for another No Cover, No Minimum Radio on SDPB Radio. As we leave you this week, here are the Guitar Masters, joined by veteran musician Don Lierdahl, as they played a final jam during the Guitar Masters Friday night performance.
woman who was always around. But when I lost my money, Lord, she put me down. Talking about hard times, Lord, those hard times. Who knows better than I? I soon found out when my baby's gone, there'll be no more sorrow. When I pass away, no hard times. Oh, hard times. Who knows better than I?